Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are joined in the studio by Wendy Ely Jackson, a producer of the Maynard documentary and the president of Auburn Avenue Films, and also Maynard Jackson III, the producer of the Maynard documentary, and also the son of our past mayor, Maynard Jackson. Jackson's welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Well, Wendy, I want to start with you first. You've had a career as a filmmaker, but could you share with our listeners the genesis of Auburn Avenue Films and why that's important to this endeavor?
Well, the film came about as an idea that Maynard had, and we typically, sometimes films come under a new label, and we wanted to have a film company that could be the home for the Maynard documentary. So we started Auburn Avenue Films. Let's kind of tip our hat to Maynard's great grandfather, John Wesley Dobbs. And so we're entrepreneurs. We have a business, and it just so happens our business is about filmmaking. So,
and
that's where it come from.
You mentioned a tip to John Wesley Dobbs. What does the future of Auburn Avenue Films look like?
It's quite bright. We have a couple of other documentaries that we're doing with the same director that did Maynard, Sam Pollard. We have two scripted projects that's actually in the work. One, Malcolm Lee, from the director of Girls Trip and The Best Man, that he's attached to as well. We have optioned two New York Times best-selling books. One of them is Where Peachtree Meets Sweet Auburn, which is written by Gary Pomerantz. And the other one's called 30 Days of Black Man, written by Ray Spiegler. So we're adopting those books and making those into television series and into feature films. So we're busy.
That's wonderful. So Maynard Jackson III, tell us the impetus for doing this movie. Wendy mentioned that it was actually your idea. How did that come about? Why now? And why a documentary?
Well, first, just thanks so much for having us. It's a treat to be on WCLK. I grew up listening to jazz here, you know, in my hometown. And the idea of doing this documentary just came to me when I woke up one morning. And it was just on my heart to do it, simply because, you know, it needs to be told. But more so, I think, because every day I would run into somebody who says, "Oh, man, I sure miss your dad. You know, when he was here, da-da-da-da-da. You know, I remember when meeting him." You know, it seems like every day I run into somebody with a Maynard story. So I think that probably had something to do with it. And, you know, combination of that and knowing that my wife has a background in film, I just kind of woke up like really excited about doing it. And, you know, I said a prayer about it and I said, "Thank you, Lord," you know, and count it done, right?
So what were those next steps? I mean, it was fortuitous that your wife is in film, but Maynard Jackson is almost a bigger than life person.
It was a daunting task to take on, but I knew we could do it. It was a daunting project, but I knew, you know, Wendy cut her teeth in the film industry at Sony, so she's, you know, as she mentioned, we started Auburn Avenue Films. She's the principal of Auburn Avenue Films, and I wanted to see her use her talents. I believe they were being underutilized, and, you know, Bible says stir up the gift, right? So I just realized it was just a you know, one of those kairos moments, one of those ideas that God gives you and you really have to move on it.
And we, you know, I started working for Sony Pictures Television doing made-for-television movies. So what we didn't call it development then. It's now called development. And I'm not a D-girl. That's what they call you and that's all that you do. But we, you know, it started by putting together a pretty dynamic team. We had we met with Maynard's other sister, Brooke Jackson Edmond, who lives here locally, and we spoke to his mother, Bunny Jackson Ransom, and we talked about doing this in excellence. So we started to pull together our team, Winsome Sinclair and Donald Jarman of WSA Casting. Winsome had been working with Spike Lee from the She's Gotta Have It days and forward. So she had mentioned to us about considering Sam Pollard. And Sam, interesting enough, Brooke had just read Slavery by Another Name, which is a book by Doug Pulitzer Prize winner, Doug Blackman, and they had both won an Emmy for that documentary. So we reached out to Sam, and of course he knew about Maynard. He had been one of the directors for Eyes on the Prize. So it was a very good fit, and he brought on Daphne Mac Williams, who is one of his line producers, Henry Ottobonajo, the director of photography, who had also done I Am Not Your Negro. And so we start to build our team. You know, a film is not just one person doesn't tell the story. It's a culmination of really putting together a wonderful team, and I will say that Jason Orr and Winsome and Donald have worked feverishly along with us. Our editor, Jeff Cooper, who was also an Atlanta native, he was the editor for Spike Lee, and then later on became the online editor for Mr. Tyler Perry here in Atlanta. So it just so happens Jeff had been the protege of Sam Pollard back when he was working for 40 Acres and a Mule. So everything came together quite nicely.
So as we mentioned, this is a big story. Do you tell the whole story? Do you just, you know, pick out the richest parts? How do you actually bring that kind of energy and that kind of story, you know, to film? Because it is a dynamic story.
Yeah.
He changed the country with his win as the mayor of Atlanta.
Yeah. That's the $64 million question. You know, we recorded, we filmed about 43 people. And we had to cut it down to, you know, a certain amount of time. So we ended up using like 17 people in the unit that we've interviewed.
And that's what I would imagine that
it's hard to encapsulate his life. You know, we all live purpose. We hope that we live purpose-filled lives. But I think for him, his life was a lot different. I'd like to, you know, in my hours of clocked research, my mother-in-law, Bunny Jackson Ransom, had saved more articles about Maynard from the 1960s and forward than the AJC has on file, as well as Georgia State University. They did not have the collection that she had. So going through and reading every single article written about this man, it lets you know that he was truly divinely appointed for a time and divinely appointed for a purpose. And it meant everything to him, even at the sacrifice of his personal life, that he fulfilled that which was a call to his life, and he did.
So I know, you know, Maynard Jackson's work is responsible for many of the millionaires that exist in Atlanta's
Definitely.
African-American business community because of his program to set aside city contracts.
Right, right.
He also, as the first African-American mayor of Atlanta, kind of set the tone and started the Chocolate City and the Mecca, you know, of Atlanta. And then the careers that he helped to nurture from, you know, Shirley Franklin. That's when I say it's such a big story.
It is. And there's, you know, you could probably do 10 documentaries and still not check every box of all the things that Maynard has done. But let me, I do think in terms of our story arc and what we've been able to share, people get the fullness of who he was as a man. I could send you to Wikipedia and that can kind of give you 60% of the things that he's done. But even beyond that, people are still, someone recently gave us footage of Maynard back in the 90s that they had filmed. Of course, this is not in the documentary, but you still get to hear Maynard in his own words. If you were to go to C-SPAN, you get to hear a lot, maybe about 10 to 11 hours of interviews of what Maynard was thinking, particularly in the latter portion of the 1990s and the early, right before he passed away. You get a chance to kind of hear, and you can see the shift of what he was thinking in the 70s, then the 80s, then the 90s, and then you move into the 21st century. So, you know, we're at my husband's request. He wants to do another documentary. I need to get through this one first. And we have, because we do have Maynard in his own words.
We have, you know, diamonds, and we just have a lot of gold nuggets, things that no one else has. We also, by the way, optioned the book Where Peachtree Meets Sweet Auburn. And Gary Pomerantz has been just a phenomenal
source
person to get to know and actually, you know, become friends with. And so he spent several years interviewing my father, and we have the audio of that. And we didn't even get around to getting it in the documentary. So, as you mentioned, we want to do another one called In His Own Words.
I think that is amazing. And you all continue to talk about documentaries. I could see this story as a feature film even at some point.
You could. And here's the thing about a feature film. So when you're talking about one specific subject. Netflix right now is doing a movie about the murdered and missing children. So you'd have to identify that one event, whatever that inciting incident is for that event, and then you could move that, but choosing that.
Let me put my vote in for the entrepreneurship and the business makers that he supported, because in my opinion, Maynard laid out a path.
Oh, absolutely.
That other mayors could have tried to follow, and not many did.
That takes courage. You have to be willing to. I just need to say this. You got to be willing to die to make stuff happen. He was willing to die to make things happen because it takes a lot of courage to stand up against big business, not just coming from a municipal level. We're talking about a federal and international level. And, you know, he was truly a man of courage and leadership. So,
well, I definitely hope some people will follow that path, that they will put that kind of change on the radar to die for, or to go up against those those big constructs that have existed for so long. Maynard the Third, I'll let you have the last word about this.
I think that's a great idea that you put out there as a kind of framework. If we were to do a feature film, because people are leaders across the country and across the world are wondering about the Maynard template and how he was able to do that. And we've encapsulated that in the film. And as Wendy mentioned, giving you a broader perspective of the man, not just what you can find on YouTube and Wikipedia.
And I'll add that the movie, the documentary, is showing at the Plaza in Atlanta on Mondays and Tuesdays. You just have to check their website for the time.
Right. But it can change from week to week. So it'll, Plaza Atlanta.
You can even go on Fandango.com and look up Maynard, and then it'll tell you the show dates. I mean, show times and dates. It's playing at the Plaza Theater this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m.
Thank you,
Wendy. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Maynard. And I hope there are more and more films. I'm looking forward to everything that you mentioned, from Michael Lee to 30 Days of Black Man. So everyone, be on the lookout for Auburn Avenue Films and go check out Maynard this weekend at the Plaza in Atlanta.
Thank you so much for having us.